All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we take a break from the business at hand here. Sully's got some long shot Super Bowl odds that we need to dissect. It's funny? College football is here, and it's like the NFL becomes that second delight a week later.
Next week, yeah.
I can't wait. Wait, my football team's going to go 2-14. Thanks, Giants.
All right, 6 Super Bowl long shot bets worth considering. This is from the big lead. This isn't saying I think they'll win the Super Bowl. It's talking about the bets.
Thank you, Mike.
So, a lot of people don't realize that. Starting off with the Packers / Steelers as a value pick, 20-1, says 2-for-1, what a deal. They aren't favorites, but they are very public teams. They're at the top of the middle of the pack when it comes to odds. They are 16 healthy games for their quarterback from probably making the playoffs after missing the postseason last year.
Wait, so I get them both?
Correct. Yep.
Where do I get to place that bet?
They just found these on various sports books or whatever.
All right, now listen, the Steelers portion of it, I'm not as excited, but I do think they're going to be on a bit of a revenge tour. But Green Bay has already been my selection for the NFC North. I think they're going to be in competition for the best record in the NFC. I think they're absolutely a Super Bowl threat. I love what they did with their defense, remaking it through the draft and free agency. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be much, much, much better than last year. Yeah, Mike, I'm all in on that. And in fact, can you please make an addendum? I'd like to talk about this on Cash the Ticket tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah.
20-1. I'll take that in a heartbeat.
The last part says parlay them to both win the Super Bowl and thank me later.
Okay.
Next one. Super Bowl long shot. At 25-1, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I love this one.
Oh,
remember when the Jaguars almost made the Super Bowl 2 years ago? Now imagine they replaced Bortles with the guy who actually beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl that season. Now imagine that team not winning the Super Bowl. But they're 25-1 for the Jaguars.
But it's not the same team. 2 years ago, they scored 7 or 8 defensive touchdowns. The defense played at a level that is wholly unsustainable. It's why I selected them to not make the playoffs last year. Yes, Foles makes them better. Yes, I think D.D. Westbrook is going to be a sleeper this year. Hey, maybe Fournette's healthy, but Mike, Super Bowl? I will veto that at 25.
Even at 25-1.
No, I can't.
We might lose to the Browns!
Next one I have for you is a 40-1 selection. The Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks. Remember, these are long shots. The Seahawks haven't had a losing season since Russell Wilson became their quarterback. They've only missed the playoff once in that span. The team played in 2 Super Bowls and won one and didn't give it to Marshawn Lynch in the other. They're like the Packers and Steelers, but a little worse.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Listen, every year Russell Wilson's in the league, they win 10 games. But I think this division's getting a lot better. I think Frisco's going to take a step forward. The Rams are still there. The other problem, they were so efficient throwing the ball last year. You can't be that efficient year over year. I just, to win the Super Bowl or make it?
These are long shot odds to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I love Russ, but boy, I don't even see it as feasible. I'll say no to it.
I'm going to make you pick one of these at the end.
I took the 20-1.
There's some other crazy ones in here.
Finito.
The job isn't for me to say stupid things.
Well, the parlay one you did, you're right. Okay, so the next one, and hear me out on this. Indianapolis Colts, 60-1.
David, who did this list?
Listen to the reasoning. Finally, a quality long shot. A week ago, they were closer to 12-1. Now they lose one single guy, and you can get them at 5 times the value. Last year, with luck, they were 10-6 and won a playoff game. This year, they'll be relying on Jacoby Brissett on short notice. Who wouldn't want to root for the Colts?
If you want to light your money on fire, I mean, listen, the division's bad. They're going to run the hell out of the football. And hey, with Andrew Luck, they started 1-5 last year. So if you want to sprinkle a little something on there, go ahead. But, I mean, come on. I think everybody involved would consider it a miracle if Jacoby Brissett guides them to 10-6 in a playoff spot.
Can I get you to just take $5 and put it on them?
Mike, make it 10.
10 bucks.
Hell,
perfect.
20.
$20
but, I mean,
bill.
You get my point. It's you may as well roll it up and smoke it.
All right, and again, these are long shots, and I'm interested to get your take on this.
How about the Giants?
On this
at 10,000-1.
No, but I have a 500-1 for you right here. None other than the Miami Dolphins.
No.
Listen to this, and this is relevant.
They
say think about how bad the Detroit Lions and Buffalo Bills are going to be this year. Think about how neither of those franchises has ever won a Super Bowl. Think about how unlikely it is that either of those teams will appear in one, let alone win one this season. Then consider the fact that odds makers believe it is 5 times more likely that one of those teams, Lions or Bills, will win the Super Bowl than the Miami Dolphins. For the value of 500-1, do you buy the logic at all?
No, there's no value. I mean, that's like, no, Mike, they're terrible. They're dead on arrival. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be their starter because that's how bad Rosen's been. Kenyon Drake is hurt. No.
They'd have home field advantage in the Super Bowl, too.
No.
All right, two quick bonus favorites.
David, you need to start approving these segments. This is disappointing.
Well, the word long shot, we can't just pick 8-1 odds, but I'm going to give you one here because they did have two bonus ones in here.
That's
that
like betting that Roberto
shots.
Could start dating a celebrity.
That's the
you're
fun
throwing
of the segment.
Your money away.
That's the fun of the segment, to talk about long shots. Give the little guy a chance, you know?
Sully's going to grow a ponytail. If yes, minus 160. If no, minus 10,000.
All right, two bonus favorites almost. So not quite long shots. They threw it in this article, though. You got the Browns at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. Tied for 7th best odds to win it all. And also, simply and boringly, the Patriots at 6-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, clearly, if you're going to be betting on this stuff, they got to be a part of your action, right? I don't love the Browns at 18-1. I mean, I think certainly playoffs, you want to bet the division, maybe, but look, man, making a Super Bowl with a second-year quarterback, with a bunch of new personalities and a first-time head coach, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I wouldn't touch the over either. I'm using the Cleveland Browns as entertainment. They're a team I would watch. I wouldn't spend a dime on them. I think the volatility could be anywhere from 7-9 and suspensions to 11-5, and oh, my God, they might do this. And I want no part of trying to figure that puzzle out.
One quick line they said with the Patriots. How are the Patriots not even money to win it all? We'll take it at 6-1.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think, well, here's what's going to happen. They're going to junk September because they never take that seriously. Then they'll start to get a little better in October. And then by November, they're running it 50 times a game and drilling you in the face.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was a hoot nanny. Hey, Mike, how about the Dolphins at 10,000-1?
It makes you think, besides just giving the favorites.
That'll be all.
Finito.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.